name is Jeff Riddle, and on behalf of the Executive Committee of the Reformation Bible Society, I want warmly to welcome you to this inaugural meeting. Before we offer a welcome, a little bit of orientation, and then have our first lecture, allow me, if you would, to read one passage of Scripture and then to lead us in prayer. And so I'll read from the 119th Psalm, this great psalm that is dedicated to the doctrine of Scripture, and from the 105th verse, wherein the psalmist writes, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." May God bless today the reading and the hearing of his word. And let's join together in prayer. Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, we give thee thanks and praise. Thou art great and greatly to be praised. And we give thee thanks for the ways in which thou hast revealed thyself, especially in thy word, through the special revelation of thy word. Be with us today as we contemplate, reflect upon thy word, study it. Help the fellowship and conversation to be charitable and edifying, and be with us throughout this conference. We ask this in Christ's name and for his sake. Amen. As we call this meeting to order, let me state that the purpose of this society is to, as the documents, founding documents say, to foster and promote scholarly study, defense, and interpretation of the traditional Reformation text of the Christian scriptures, meaning the Masoretic texts of the Hebrew Old Testament and the received texts of the Greek New Testament. By providing a medium for oral exchange and written expression of thought and research. The doctrinal basis for this society is expressed in Westminster Confession of Faith, chapter 1, paragraph 8, as it also appears in the Second London Baptist Confession of Faith, chapter 1, paragraph 8, which affirms that the scriptures were immediately inspired by God in the original Hebrew and Greek, and that they have been kept pure in all ages by God's singular care and providence. Our theme this year is the Reformation text and the Septuagint. Our Eventbrite registration page offered the following explanation of our theme. Protestants have traditionally affirmed the Masoretic text of the Hebrew Old Testament and the received text of the Greek New Testament as immediately inspired and authoritative. Modern textual criticism has suggested that the Hebrew Masoretic text should be amended in favor of readings found in ancient versions like the Septuagint. Some have maintained that this is justified in part due to the fact that quotations from the Septuagint and other ancient Greek translations appear in the New Testament. Over against these recent developments, our conference will be devoted to maintaining the traditional Protestant perspective. We build this meeting as an academic symposium. A symposium is defined as a conference or meeting to discuss a particular subject. The adjective academic relates to the field of scholarly study and intellectual inquiry. So this is a meeting to consider scholarly study of the Reformation text and the Septuagint. This is an interdisciplinary conference, meaning we will approach this topic from the perspective of several distinct disciplines. In the four plenary sessions, for example, we will look at the theme from the perspective of Old Testament studies, New Testament studies, historical theological studies, and apologetic studies. The various short papers will also reflect this interdisciplinary approach. When we first announced this meeting, a few persons expressed skepticism on social media, namely on X, that our plenary speakers did not include any so-called Septuagintalists. That would mean someone narrowly or exclusively focused on academic study of the Septuagint. Indeed, as Edmund L. Gallagher has recently put it, we are currently in a boom time in Septuagint studies. In response to those who raised this question, I noted that this is not merely an academic symposium on the Septuagint per se. We are not particularly interested in the narrowly atavistic specializations that typically take place in academia, including those focused on the Septuagint. This conference is about the Reformation text and the Septuagint. We are more interested in the Reformation bibliology and its response to recent efforts to amend the traditional text and faithful translations of Holy Scripture based on the Septuagint and other ancient versions. I hope all participants in this conference and those who listen later to these presentations online will understand and appreciate that this is our distinctive theme. A friend of mine has been fond over the years of reminding us that when it comes to the retrieval and defense of the Reformation text, we must address at least three audiences: the teaching lectern, the pulpit, and the pew, or if you prefer, the professor, the pastor, and the parishioner. Our vision for the Reformation Bible Society is to provide a platform for addressing primarily the teaching lectern and the pulpit, the professor and the pastor, by providing a venue for college, graduate, or seminary level discussion on topics related to classic Protestant bibliology. We want to provide, on an appropriate scale for our present circumstances, a scholarly society that might serve those committed to maintaining, promoting, and defending the Reformation text. As I understand it, when the Evangelical Theological Society, or ETS, held its first meeting in 1949, there were about 60 persons who were present. We are not beginning from so nearly as privileged a position as they did. At present, very few Reformed and Evangelical churches, schools, publishers, and parachurch ministries hold a commitment to the Reformation text. We do not know how the Lord might be pleased to use this society as we go forward, but we commend it today to His sovereign and all-wise purposes, to His glory, and to the blessings of His people. You can join the Reformation Bible Society by visiting the membership page of our website, reformationbiblesociety.org. You can fill out a paper form there, and then you can submit your payment, annual payment, which is $30 for 1 year to become a member of the society. You can also read the stipulation in the Constitution about what's required for membership.